Okay, so I was given a request that is very near and dear to my heart. Somebody asked me to make a recording about bondage fantasies that I haven't done in real life. Now, I've done a lot of shit in real life, bondage-wise, but things that I have not done in real life because of space in my apartment and limitations as far as finances, because this shit's expensive, to be honest with you. And we have already stunk a couple $1,000s into bondage and BDSM gear, so right now we're kind of at a standstill with our spending budget because we've bought all the little shit that we can. And at this point now, it's just like fucking machines and bondage furniture and ridiculous shit like that. Excuse me. So, the three things that I thought of that I really, really want to do and haven't been able to do because of limitations in my life, is water bondage, suspension, and what was the third one? Shit. Caging. Caging. And well, I was talking to my boyfriend, master fiance thing, about what I had idea-wise, and he said, and he always comes up with the best ideas. I might have convinced him to start writing scripts for the thread. But one thing that he brought up that now I can't get out of my mind is combining the caging and water bondage. So if I was in a human-sized cage, like a dog cage or something to that effect, and I'm trapped and locked in there, and I'm on all fours, and my ankles are cuffed and attached to the bars behind me, and my wrists are cuffed and attached to the bars in front of me, so I can't move. I also would want, we don't have one of these, but I want a waist cuff, which is a, if you don't know what that is, it's a leather thing with D-rings around the front and back and two sides. And I'd want a waist cuff on so that that would be attached to the top of the cage. And my collar would be attached to the door of the cage, so I'd be completely immobile and helpless. And him lifting the cage slowly into water, so like a fish tank or a swimming pool or something, with some sort of device for lowering it slowly. I that's a lot of money that we're sinking into this fantasy, but let's go with it, because one day it will happen, because it is totally worth spending money on bondage equipment. Anyway, so he would be lowering me into the water. So at first, you know, I'd see it coming and I'd be freaking the fuck out. But of course, I couldn't do anything because I am completely helpless and he can do whatever the fuck he wants to me. And so he's lowering it, and first I feel it on my calves and my toes and my hands. And then slowly it goes up my wrists and up to my thighs and through my elbow. And then as it goes further down, up through my thighs and my arms and the bottom of my stomach. And I can just, pure terror would be shooting through me at that moment. And that's really fucking hot. So then I feel it across my shoulders, over my sides, over half of my ass. And then it goes further up, covering my whole back and my ass, and my head is stuck where it is. I can't strain to the top of the cage. I can't do anything because The restraints to my collar are keeping me there. And then slowly the water comes up over my neck, onto my chin, and I'm just panicking. I can't do anything, and I'm pulling at my restraints. I'm so fucking scared that I'm soaking wet, not just water, but my cunt. And it goes up over my mouth, and very slowly it covers my nose. And before that, I know it's coming, so I take one huge breath of air. And then, you know, it keeps going up over my eyes and covering my head, and I'm trapped. I'm trapped and I can't move and I can't breathe. And all I have to do is rely on my master to pull me out of there before I die or pass out or both. So then he pulls me up a little bit. I breathe. Doesn't pull me up too far. Then he puts me back down. And then we just repeat this delicious fucking cycle. And I'm the kind of person who, when I come, I've always held my breath. When I was trying to get off, that's just what I do. And one time when he was choking me, I came just from that, because it was just so fucking hot. I'm pretty sure in this situation, I would probably come without, just from not being able to breathe and the sheer intensity of my fear and the overwhelmingness of it all. Then he'd pull the cage out of the water and pull me out of the cage and grab me and fuck me silly. That sounds like amazingly fun. So that combines water bondage and caging. Much better than what I had for either one of them. Way to go. Way to go. And then the suspension thing. I was always kind of curious about suspension. He was always more into it than I was, because he's taken classes and things on it. But the other day, I had the idea, or he had the idea, or somebody had the idea, of, I love, sensory deprivation. So combining sensory deprivation with suspension. I don't even know how to describe what that would be like, probably. It'd be just overwhelming. Overwhelming nothingness. So, what I have in my head, is in our future house, we have a small room, a small partition of our dungeon, that's kind of like a big closet. And we cover the door and the walls and the ceiling and the floor in, foam. So, you know, it's soundproof, or relatively soundproof. And, we have a suspension rig in there. And he blindfolds me and takes me in there. And for the meantime, puts earplugs in my ears. Because, you know, when he's in there, there's still a little bit of sound. And he uses rope to suspend me. So he puts me in a chest harness and ankle binders and, no, not ankle binders, he'd do each leg respectively so he could keep the legs spread. He'd probably put the spreader bar on me, because spreader bars are amazing. But, so he'd suspend me. I'd be perpendicular to, parallel to the floor, not perpendicular, fuck math. And he take out the earplugs, keep the blindfold on me, be no light in the room, and in my fantasy, he has a camera in the, one of the corners of the ceiling, so he can keep an eye on me, my night vision camera. Because in my ideal house, we have cameras everywhere that he can tap into wherever he is. Yeah, I have that fantasy. But so yeah, he goes and he closes the door and he leaves me in there, and you know, you can't feel anything. There's no air blowing on you. There's no sound. There's no light. There's nothing. You're floating. You're not even touching anything. Besides the rope, which after a while you can't really even feel. And in my fantasy, he leaves me there. I don't know how long. I wouldn't know in real life how long, because time would cease to exist or drag on forever in that situation. And he leaves me there, and I might fall asleep. I don't know. It would be pure nothingness and pure bliss. It'd be peace. And, you know, somewhere along the way he'd come back, but I probably wouldn't see it because A, I'm blindfolded, and B, I might be asleep, I don't know. But in my mind, he comes back in, and he just, not even any warning, anything, just fucks me. Fucks me hard while I'm suspended, and can't see anything, and can't do anything, and completely helpless to stop him. And yeah, that sounds like a fuck ton of fun. The other one is, instead of him fucking me right away, he comes back and tortures me. So, tortures my nipples, tortures my ass, and my cunt, and my clit, and beats me, canes me, uses me for his amusement, and then he fucks me. Or he doesn't, because orgasm denial is amazing as well, so it's really up to him. But there's so many possibilities that he could do with that, and I am fucking fascinated by that fantasy. I fapped that this afternoon after he left. I love sensory deprivation. And combining it with other things like torture makes it even better. But yeah, those are my two, I guess I had three, but now I have two, my two biggest non-obtainable bondage fantasies. There you go.